Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios representatives of the Community Players, Rhode Island's oldest community theater, celebrating their 102nd season. And with me once again is the president and director of the upcoming performance, Christopher Margadonna, is here. Welcome back, Christopher.
Welcome. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you, and you brought someone with you.
I did.
This is Jen Gillis. She is a board member and is in the cast, and more details we'll find out about Jen. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you with us. Jen, this is your first time here.
Yes, it is.
So you don't know all the rules and things that happen, but we'll tell you as you go along.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. Community Players is presenting The Prom, this upcoming performance. And Jen, I'm going to ask you, when is that going to be?
Just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so it'll be, opening night will be April 12th, and it'll run through the 21st.
Okay, so April 12th to the 21st. So you're right, Jen, just a couple weeks down the road, and things are hopefully progressing well. But let's find out a little bit about each of you. Christopher, you were here last time. How long ago was that now?
It was about a year ago.
About a year or so ago. And we found out that you're a Rhode Island person at this point.
Yes, so I've been a Rhode Islander my whole life, born and raised here. And I love Rhode Island for all it has to offer, and it's great theater scene here.
Excellent, excellent. And president, but also directing this upcoming performance.
Yeah, so really excited to be directing this show. So this is probably one of the biggest casts that we've had on this stage in 102 years. There are about 29 folks in this cast.
Wow.
So it's a big show.
There
big,
you go. You're like a Broadway show almost.
Almost.
Yeah. All right, Jen, let's find a little bit about you. Are you a Rhode Island person?
Yes, I am, all my life.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. Okay,
yes.
You're approved. I want to get my stamp out and I'll approve you. What part of Rhode Island did you grow up in?
I grew up in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Oh.
All through high school, and then I raised my family in Cumberland.
Okay.
And now I reside in North Smithfield.
Wow. Okay. So the northern part of the state, for those of you listening down in Westerly, it's about a 10-hour trip for you. Not really. But the Community Players celebrating their 102nd season has been around, obviously, for a very long time, done a lot of great shows. And Jen, how long have you been involved with the theater?
I have been doing musicals since I was about 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm originally a dancer, and I've been dancing all my life since I was 4 years old. And
what kind of dance?
Oh, tap, jazz, acrobatics, ballet,
okay.
You name it.
All right.
And my now father-in-law came to my dance studio and was looking for some dancers to be in The King and I. And so my dance teacher told us we should go down and try out. And I haven't looked back since.
What show, what theater was that for?
Pawtucket Community Players,
my very first
show.
All right. Well, there you go. So, all right. So, goes full circle.
It does.
All right. We're going to go listen to some music from the show. And I just want to make sure we get the website out there if you want to check it out. Christopher, what's the site they should go to if they want to check out details?
Yeah, so they should go to thecommunityplayers.org, and they can buy tickets right there on our site.
They can buy tickets?
They can. It's amazing.
There are a few left, so that's a good thing. You won't be shut out at this point in time, but don't wait. Support the Community Players and see this performance. We're going to find out all about The Prom, And who wants to start and tell us about this first song, Changing Lives?
Sure, I can tell a little bit about it. So Changing Lives starts off the show, and this is where we get to meet some of the celebrity characters, get a little bit of background on them, and they talk about how, you know, being a Broadway star is about changing lives. And so, again, we get a little bit of foray into who they are and what it means to be a life changer.
Broadway Mania, and we're here for the opening night of Eleanor, the Eleanor Roosevelt musical, starring the incomparable Dee Dee Allen and Barry Glickman.
Let's talk process. When I'm in character, I go insane. I stagger, I stammer, I sob. I make the audiences feel my pain, and if they don't leave depressed, then I've not done my job.
Each time I find a role like Eleanor, the artist inside of me thrives.
And the people who are dead inside will shout bravo on cue.
The first review is in the New Jersey Star-Ledger.
Don't tell me. What does it say?
It says we're a hit. And I think we deserve it.
That's for sure.
Also, it means that this tour de force will not be forced to tour.
To Eleanor, may she run for eternity.
To Eleanor! Cheers to a show that's so inspiring. It's almost too much to sit through. And if we run, that might mean one more thing.
That in 10 years or so, we'll do Eleanor too. Oh!
I can predict what the reviews will say before the next note is right. It's groundbreaking,
earth-shaking,
life-affirming,
breathtaking,
gut-wrenching,
heart-aching.
Into words, it's history-making. That's why every actor strives
for adulation and compensation that comes from 90 changing lives.
Just what we do.
Christopher, the show Prom, The Prom, has been around for about how long is it? It's not one of those old traditional ones. It's relatively new.
Yeah, it came out, I think, on Broadway. It was on Broadway like the 2017, 2018
time. Oh, okay.
Time frame,
so it's very new.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
You know, okay. So like Beetlejuice type time and
yes,
Six and all of those.
It's, yes, exactly.
Modern, not unlike Music Man or Oklahoma or one of those, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Jen, your role in this show is to play the very alluring, attractive, and sexy female version of what goes on?
Dee Dee Allen. She is a Broadway star who's getting a bit older, and she's in a show.
So that calls for a lot of makeup, probably. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
See,
I threw you off with that one.
You really did. You really did.
She's getting older.
She's getting older.
Typical aging star,
yes,
type thing.
Yes, and her partner, they got a bad review from the show that they were currently in, and they need to do something quick to get their audiences to love them again.
Okay. All right. So they're looking for love.
Yeah. They're looking for, you know, a cause. They're looking for a way to give back to the community. And mm-hmm. so they find this story on Twitter. And it's about this girl who wasn't able to go to her prom with her girlfriend. And so they say, we're going to go and fix this. We're going to go to Edgewater, Indiana, and we're going to fight this.
Wow.
And so they try their best. But of course, as a musical comedy is, chaos ensues. But, you know, I won't give away the ending, but, you know, it is a musical.
It is a musical, and it is a comedy.
Exactly.
It sure
right.
is.
It's not like Les Mis or anything.
No, no, it is not.
Not a lot of death.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Jen, tell us about this next song that we're going to listen to.
It's Not About Me is the song that I'm going to be singing, and I come to Indiana to the school gymnasium, and I walk in and want to change the world, basically, by telling them, I am here for this young lady, Emma. I am not here for me, yet it's always about me.
Okay, here we go.
I want to tell the people of whatever this town's called. I know what's going on here, and frankly, I'm appalled. I read 3/4 of a news story and knew I had to come. And unless I am doing the miracle worker, just who do you think you are? Your prejudice and your oppression won't get past this Broadway star. Stealing the rights of a girl who is an LGBTQ teen. I've been far too angry to Google what those letters mean. But it's not about me, it's about poor
Emma.
Emma for Ken. You see the raw deal she's been dealt. So hear my plea, or here's your next dilemma. How do you silence a woman who's known for her belt?
Sing it, Eleanor!
Her belt! But it's not about me. Get them out of here now! Go on and threaten to riot. It won't faze me in the least. I understand the furious town folk. I did Beauty and the Beast. I'm no stranger to slander, so my dear, you're not alone. The Post once said I was too old to play Ava Perot. Ava Perot. But it is not about me. It's Emma's story, damn it. Equality should be this country's norm. No photography unless you Instagram it. Use hashtag DD takes local yokels by storm. But it's not about me. I didn't come here to make a scene, but I know how Emma's heart aches. And this is how actors intervene through fiery songs and dance breaks. But it's not about me. Although I'm rich and famous, publicity is not my final goal.
Call security.
You needn't be some back
Christopher, we have time for one more tune before we take our first break. What will it be?
Yeah, so this last song before the break is going to be called Dance With You. And this is the part of the show where Emma, who's trying to go to prom with her girlfriend, Alyssa, they talk about how really all she wants, she doesn't want to start a riot, doesn't want to start a war. She just wants to dance with her girlfriend at prom. And it's just a really sweet, loving tune. And I think really gets the audiences to realize she's just a normal girl trying to go to prom like every other girl.
There you go. All right, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
I don't want to start a riot. I don't want to blaze a trail. I don't want to be a symbol or cautionary tale. I don't want to be a scapegoat for people to oppose. What I want is simple, as far as wanting goes. I just wanna dance with you. Let the whole world melt away and dance with you. Who cares what other people say? And when we're through, no one can convince us we were wrong. All it takes is you and me and a song. I don't need a big production, streamers hanging in the air. I don't need to spend the night with confetti in my hair. I don't need a room of people that I don't really know. I just want to hold you and never let you go. I just wanna dance with you. Let the whole world melt away and what other people say. And when we're through, no one can convince us we were wrong. All it takes is you and me and a song.
Alyssa, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Get in the car. Now.
Two people swaying slowly, nothing more and nothing less. Why anybody fears that is anybody's guess. I just wanna dance with you. Let the whole world melt away and dance with you. Who cares what other people say? And when we're through, no one can convince us we were.
The prom is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Christopher and Jen talking about the prom that's going to be at the Community Players, and it's going to be during the time period of April 12th through the 21st, so just a little over a week away, and everything's going great, right, Christopher?
Yeah, it's going wonderfully. You know, everything's coming together. You know, we're getting the lights and the sounds and the costumes and the sets all together. So it's really come together.
A lot of costumes. 29 people.
29 people doing multiple roles. There are a lot of costumes.
A lot of costumes.
Yeah. And our costumer, Casey, she's doing a wonderful job of making everyone feel comfortable in their costumes, but also look amazing and really, really proud.
So you as president don't have to sew all the costumes.
No, I don't. I have people who volunteer to do that. We have lots of volunteers at the organization, and we're always looking for more. So. This is my pitch for volunteers as well, anyone who wants to get involved with us.
Now, Community Players, most people would presume that, Jen, you are not a very extremely high-paid starlet that they brought in.
Not at all.
This is a volunteer organization.
Yes, it is.
And so you volunteer your time to do this?
Yes, I do.
And but you will sign autographs?
Absolutely. All After right. the show, meet me in the lobby. I will do that.
Okay. Well, I'll be there with my 8x10 glossy of you, and we'll get that done. You play the role of what?
Dee Dee Allen, a Broadway star.
That's right. I was looking for the name, Dee Dee Allen. Okay. And the other person that plays opposite you in the cast, the actual real life person, not the character, but the real life person, have you known these people for a long time?
No, I just met Mitch Burns at the beginning of this run. My husband did a show with him recently, and told me, I actually witnessed him on stage. He was incredible, and so I was so excited to be able to work with him, and he's a joy. We've bonded. We have a great friendship that will last a lifetime.
Now, not only your husband is involved in theater, but your daughter also?
Yes, yes. My daughter, Julia Gillis, is the choreographer, and this is the first time she's actually teaching me choreography when it was usually the other way around all our lives with my studio.
How's that going?
Oh, it's great. It's an honor. She's a talented young lady, and it's just a joy. Full circle, as you said before.
Right. Okay, that's great. That's great. And people can buy tickets, as we mentioned, right, by going to the website?
Yes, they can go to thecommunityplayers.org and buy their tickets right there.
There you go. Let's get along with the music here in the storyline and tell us about this next one. Next song called You Happen.
Yeah, so the song You Happen, so what happens here is this is the promposal scene. So something that's new, a new coming of age thing where people are doing promposals, like proposals, like marriages, and asking people to prom. So this is that part where all the kids are asking all the other kids to go to prom with each other. And it's a lot of fun.
What's going on?
Nick's got a promposal all planned out for Kaylee. She's gonna freak out.
Since JV football, I've been adored. Big man on campus, but oh so bored. My life was perfect, but so routine. I prayed for someone to intervene. Then something new happened and turned my life around entirely. To prom with me, Kaylee.
You're such an idiot. Yes.
Hey, Shelby, you're next.
There's not one subject that I could pass before you walked into my Spanish class. Was my heart pounding? I won't say no, 'cause life without you was no bueno. To me. So go to prom with me, Shelby.
Si, si, señor.
And no more hiding how we feel anymore.
I won't hide if you're by my side.
Now that the prom is back on track.
Please.
promposals. That's a term I have not heard before.
Yeah, it's a new age type of thing where, again, kids are going out and they're, you know, again, promposing to each other and asking each other to prom, you know, through this kind of big ask. So they do these big grand gestures to ask them to prom.
See, I remember being in a refreshment line or something like that at school and going, hello,
Exactly. That's how I felt when I asked, you know, my people who I went to prom with.
Yeah, well, there
the
you
exact
go.
Same way.
All right. Let's get to this next song. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. So Tonight Belongs to You is the end of Act One. And this is the song that leads us into the prom, or should I say the first prom that happens in the show.
There's a hint.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a hint there. But it's a great song, high energy for the end of Act One. But, you know, again, kind of that climax of the story. And it's a good tune.
All right. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
I can tell you're feeling wary, but you can count on Uncle Barry. He can turn this butchy duck into a swan. Your look could use a shake-up. You can borrow all my makeup and the pair of Spanx I currently have on.
I think I'll pass.
Treat the whole world like your runway. Make it fierce, but in a fun way. Try to flip your hair like Cher and drag queens do. And I don't mean to be rude, dear, but you could use some attitude, dear. Let's show the school that tonight belongs to you. One thing's universal, life's no dress rehearsal, so why not make some waves before it's through? Go big or you've blown it, it's time that you own it. Let's make it clear that tonight belongs to you. Now whatever we choose, you gotta remember to sell it.
How do I do that?
Allow Ms. Glickman to demonstrate. You might find this disconcerting, but old Barry's done some flirting. Try to bat your eyes, smize each time you grin.
I can guess your whole agenda.
You be Elfie, I'm Galinda. It's makeover time, so why not just give in? Come on, one thing's universal. Life's no dress rehearsal, so why not make some waves before it's through? Go big or you've blown it,
it's time that I own it.
Yes, ma'am, but let's make it clear that tonight belongs to you. What?
Belongs to me. Oh God, I can't believe this is finally happening. She almost ruined it for all of us. Well, what goes around comes around. You look hot. You look so hot.
Well, I hate to sound conceited, but the boys get overheated when I strike a pose or two like thus. And you have to hand it to me. I mean, even I would do me. Let's show the world.
I have worked very hard on this night, and I have a right to enjoy it too. Now you are going to have a wonderful prom, like a normal girl. I've made sure of that.
What does that mean?
I don't like when strangers get in my way, or anyone who messes with the PTA. Well, maybe that's just me, but trust me, fixing little problems is what I do. Now everyone is happy, I promise you, and I would never miss a night like this. Alyssa, you're my superstar. Now give
The Community Players presentation of the prom is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with both Christopher and Jen. Christopher is the president of the Community Players, as well as directing this presentation. It's going to be coming up in just a week or so. It's going to be April 12th through the 21st. We'll get more details about that in a moment. And Jen, who is here, Jen Gillis, is a board member as well as an actress and dancer and singer and cast member and has the entire family in Pawtucket involved in the presentation. Yes. Jen, when you mentioned that you're working with your daughter and she's actually teaching you now, role reversal, right?
Yes, she is.
What's her background? Has she been doing this for a long time? Is she 10? Is she 12? Is she...
Well, I am a dance studio owner in Lincoln, Rhode Island, and I raised her in the dance studio, and now she's working right by my side. She is now my artistic director, and she's in her late 20s.
Wow.
And she's doing a fantastic job. I am so incredibly proud to be watching her follow in my footsteps.
That's a great thing. That's amazing the way that works out. And this was in Lincoln, you said,
yes,
your studio?
Yes.
You can give a shout out to it.
Oh, the
want.
Dance Factory on Front Street in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Okay, right near the Lincoln Creamery, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, see how everybody in Rhode Island knows landmarks.
That's
like that.
Right.
Yeah, and
all
the Dance Factory's been a great supporter of ours, even before Dan was on the board. So it's been really wonderful to be able to work with them. They provide a space for rehearsals, so the Dance Factory is a wonderful place. Go check them out.
All right. Dance Factory in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And just knock on the door and say, hey, I heard you on the air.
Absolutely.
All right. Christopher, let's get back to the prom. This is the culmination of a years-long project about youth, you said, about being younger?
Yeah. So the theme of our season, our 102nd season, was Forever Young. And so we picked shows about remembering your youth and being youthful and being young. And so our first show of this season was Big the Musical, based on the Tom Hanks movie. And so that was really well received and a lot of fun. We had kids in that cast, so that was really a different time for us. And then the next show we did was Peter and the Starcatcher. And so that was the prequel to Peter Pan. And a lot of people had read those books growing up. And so, again, wanted people to kind of remember that. And our last show is The Prom. And everyone remembers going to prom. So it was
pretty much
a universal experience for everyone.
Well, hopefully a good experience,
yes,
for everyone
hopefully
listening. Yeah, so there are stories out there. Now, people can buy tickets for this upcoming performances. What, you know, I said the 12th through the 21st, but what actual days do you perform?
Yeah, so we perform Friday, Saturday, Sundays. We're at Jenks Junior High in Pawtucket, 350 Division Street, right across from the old McCoy Stadium. In Pawtucket, and so we
about 6 minutes from the Dance Factory.
Exactly. So we're about so we perform on Friday, Saturday, Sundays, 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays.
All of that information is on the website, of course, and that's thecommunityplayers.org.
Yes.
All right, so check that out. And there's also probably, I'm guessing, I haven't looked recently, but I'll bet there's a donate button on that website.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're always looking for donations to help. Again, this is an all-volunteer organization, but it is not cheap to put on a show for those of you who have done it.
All right, I can imagine. All right, let's get to this next song, The Ladies Improving. Improving or improved? What is she?
Improving. She's surely trying.
Okay, go ahead and tell us
so,
about that.
So, yes, this Broadway star, Dee Dee Allen, she is really all about her, as I told you earlier. But there's a little twist where she might have a love interest in this show. And he starts to make her understand what being a kind human being should look like. And so in this song, I'm trying to convince him that I need a little help.
Okay.
And I'm trying.
You're trying to be improving.
The lady's improving, so don't give up hope. You ask, is she perfect?
My answer is no.
I know what you're doing.
Her range needs expanding. Her edges need sanding. But she can become a sure bet. So I'm begging you, sir, don't give up on her yet.
You're trying to appeal to the fan in me. Well, it won't work. I'm not a fan anymore.
The lady's improving so much that she gloats. I know you've got standards. Feel free to give notes. There isn't an issue, and that's why I wish you could see. There's no reason to fret. So I'm begging you, sir, don't give up on her.
Seriously, Dee Dee, this is unsettling. It's like a fantasy I don't want to have.
Everybody thinks that I've got some kinks that I'll never work out. Even you're inclined to think I'm unrefined. But I promise with some time that my aptitude will climb, and you'll leave your doubts and disbeliefs behind. The sure to come out. You're bound to discover this book's not her cover. So don't make a move you'll regret. So I'm begging you, sir, no reneging on her. Don't give up on her.
Christopher, we talked earlier in the program about this is a newer Broadway show, not like the old, as I mentioned, Oklahoma, Carousel, any of those more traditional ones where, you know, we'll take Carousel where it was, you know, the guy meets the girl, they live happily ever after. And times have changed, things have changed, social things have changed, and this is a good program, a good show about that, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a show about acceptance. You know, again, the whole story revolves around this girl in Indiana who wants to bring her girlfriend to prom, and the PTA won't let her, and they don't want to be accepting of this. She gets made fun of by the kids at school. And actually, her girlfriend in the show isn't out, so she's actually in the closet. But they've been dating for a year and a half in the show. So it's not even something that is publicly known, but they do know that the main character, Emma, she is gay. And so, again, gets made fun of. But this show really, again, opens the eyes to there's accepting people that this isn't other, right? That mm-hmm. anyone should be able to love anybody that they want to and go to prom with whoever they would like.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing that I always think times have changed dramatically, but there's still reluctance and there's still unacceptance at some points in time. I can remember years ago that when I was fortunate enough to get married for the second time, my son was going to be my best man, and he got shipped off to Bosnia. And at the last minute, I said, "Oh, I need a new best man." And my best friend was female, so she was my best man.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a few eyebrows raised because that was, you know, 24 years ago. And but now I don't think they're not raised as much anymore, hopefully.
No, they're not. And, you know, it depends on where you are in the country. I mean, but even in Rhode Island, right, you know, there are different pockets and different things. But, you know, this show is about accepting one another. And it's fun that, you know, the liberal Democrats from Broadway come in and, you know, help this town really understand acceptance and equality. And so it's a really wonderful, fun show that gets to do that. And it's very poignant in the times and how they talk about, you know, accepting folks and coming out and being gay in a small town. And
there you go. All right. And that's a good thing. I'm looking forward to it. And Jen, I want to thank you for coming in and doing your part in tonight's program. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It was nice to meet you, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success when you hit the stage. And I'm really interested in see how well your daughter has taught you.
Thank you very much. I have some practicing to do.
All right. Well, we always have practicing to do. We have one more song that we're going to listen to. And Christopher, what will it be?
Yeah. So this is the finale. It's Time to Dance. So this is, you know, the culmination of all that's happened in the show. And it's a real fun number. Good to leave the audience dancing in the aisles. So, again, it'll be a fun time, but I won't give too much away.
Okay. You will allow dancing in the aisles, though.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I hope everyone comes and dances in the aisles.
All right, great. All right, thanks for coming in, Christopher. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Yes, Mike, thanks for having me.
All right. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
I just wanna dance with you. Let the whole world melt away and dance with you. Who cares what other people say? And when we're through, no one can convince us we were wrong. All it takes is you and me. And a song. I just wanna dance with you.
Let the whole world melt away and dance.
I just wanna dance with you.
All right, people, let's get down to business. We gotta make this place look fabulous.
It's gotta be perfect. Kids from across the entire state are coming. So let's do this right.
One thing you've taught me is how much people enjoy a show. And so you've got me debating how this whole night should go. Kids will be watching to see who every guest is. And so my only request is build a prom for everyone, show them all. It can be done if music blares and no one cares.
I just wanna dance with you.
I just wanna dance with you.
Time to get dressed up.
I'll be a vision in aqua blue.
It's time we fessed up. This year our prom queen will be you.
Maybe I'll wear a
cue the drums, it's time to dance.
So, is this what not failing feels like?
I think so, yeah. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I bought a corset, I'm gonna need help with the laces.
I'll do you, you do me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.